dear. It seems like you've been busy, my broken boy. Tell me, what unlucky hiker did you manage to overwhelm and grab that off of? No, I don't suppose that's important. Until some other unlucky bystander stumbles across their body and somehow traces back to you. If and when it gets to that junction, I'm afraid that even I can help you. So, other than perhaps suggesting a fun little game we can play to pass the time, why have you tied me up? Well, I'm assuming you want something, given the fact that you haven't attempted to kill me yet. Again. Ah, smart boy. You remembered what little stabbing me in the chest, where a heart should be, did, so you decided to hold off on hurting me again, until I can tell you exactly how to hurt me. You're becoming more resourceful. I like that. But unfortunately for you, even if I do tell you how to hurt me and ultimately kill me, I'm afraid it'll do more damage to you than it will me. Plus, the tools one must use to injure, let alone kill a demon, cannot exist within the confines of this realm. Nope. It's simply too much for this realm to even begin to comprehend, so... In other words, you're shit out of luck. Oh. Familiar. If I recall correctly, you tried to threaten me like this when we first met. Again. I'm starting to think you're still not comprehending the full extent of the situation, my broken boy. You're not dealing with your old, run-of-the-mill mortal woman. You can call me sick all you want, but admit it. That's what drew you to me in the first place, wasn't it? On the night you and I met, the first night we met, you wanted something different. You wanted someone to make you forget, even for a second, everything you had just gone.